We learned, Mishen Nosen Rishusay, somebody was Mavatl his Rishus for a Hoitzi, and then he carried out, Vein Beshoyga, Vein Bemezit Oysen, Dibur Reb Meir, so Tastira. Here Reb Meir says, even though you Mavatl, you gave up your rights to use the Chotzerim, but once you yourself are Chayzer and start to carry out again, you Aser on them. So Chiri here was saying, even if the Stuki changes his mind later, still it's Mutter. After Gemara Poshid, Omer Rab Yosef, Eimar Eino Oysen. Faket. One Gisra to say that Reb Meir says Eino Oysen. No, it's not Oser. Reb Meir means say he does not Aser. Abaye Rama, like Kasha, there's no Kasha altogether. Kan Shech Ziko B'nei Movi B'movi. Kan Shleya Ziko B'nei Movi B'movi. Hey, so our Bryce here, Reb Meir is the Meister of Reb Gamliel, like in our Mishnah. We're talking about that after it's Duki was Mavatli, it's Rishus, the Yetzir was the Jews should go fast and use the Movi. If we're Machs again, we use the Movi, then it belongs to us, and the Stuki can't be Chaser anymore. But where's this halacha that Reb Meir says that if you Mavatli, you Rishus, and then you are chayzi, you carry out even b'shegeg, you take away your bittel, that's where the other people didn't use the chotze yet. If they didn't use the chotze yet, then ein echnami. Then you could be mevatel, and you could be chayzi mevatel. But that we're saying in our Mishnah is, that once his duki was mevatel to us, and we went and used the movi, then he can't be chayzi anymore. Smell is no steer in Reb Meir. Tomorrow, Vatanya, Rashi says ben chus, it's like a riot, what we're saying now. Vatanya, ad shaloi nosan rishusei. Ashton Nos Meshus Rashi means says it's going out Yisrael Shleir of Koi. You have a Yisrael and he didn't make an Abubah Chatzeris. So Lamai says also for you now to carry out from your house on Shabbos. Achelai Nosan Rishusay Hoitzi. So now the person became now Machal Shabbos and he carried out on Shabbos from his house into the Chotzer. Vein B'Shoygi, where the person did a B'Shoygi, did the Avera B'Shoygi, Vein B'Mezid, he knew what he was doing, and still it was Mechal Shabbos, he went and carried out on Shabbos now, from his house into the Chotzer. True, it's only Yisra, the Rabbonim, but it's called the Chilu Shabbos, is Yochol Levatel. Still this person, even though he's a Mechal Shabbos, still he has a din, he has a right to Mevatel, his Rishus to us. Divi Reb Meir, Azayat Reb Meir, even though you become a Mechal Shabbos, you're not like a Goy Mamish, you still have a right to be mavato your rishus to us. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, b'shoigig yochol avato. If a young did a b'shoigig, then he could be mavato. It's not called the Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. The mezid, but if the person carried out the mezid from his house into the chutzur, he knew it was also, he gave him asroa, and he still carried out, then the locker is ain't the yochol avato. He can't be mavato's rishus anymore. Rabbi Yehuda holds, once he became a Mechal Shabbos, he can't do it anymore. Trashi, the Nezer and Yochel of Atul, Kisavar of Yehuda, Mechal Shabbos and Yochel of Atul believe Chirus. A person that's a Mechal Shabbos, he has a din like a guy, that he can't be Mavatl his Rishus to us anymore. The only answer is before Shabbos or even on Shabbos, you have to rent his rights to use the Chotzer. But Bittul doesn't open anymore. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the Mei holds no. Even if you're Mechal Shabbos, still you're called like it's Duki, and you have a right to Mavatl your Rishus to us. Yeah. Now, Misha Nosen Rishusay. Yeah. Vohoitzi. Somebody did, was Mavatl his Rishus. Vohoitzi. And then he was Moitzi. Bein Meshugah Bein Meizid. Oise. Divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that you could be Chayzer from your Bittel. As you Mavatl once, and then you Chayzer from your Bittel, you could be Chayzer. Rashi Oise. Tohode Shokul Rishusay. You take him back your Rishus. Ubishagay. Nami Konta Shagay got to Meizid. There's a Kanas Shagay got to Meizid. Reb Yehuda Waimer Bein Meizid Oise. If you do it, b'mezid, you chayzer from your batola, b'mezid, that's considered like l'maisa, you're in the schotzer, and then you aser on them. B'shege geno aser, but if you only carry out now, in other words, you are Yisrael, you mavato your rishus to the other people, let the other people carry out from the house into the chotzer, and now you are chayzer, you carry it out from the house into the chotzer, b'shege, eno aser. You know that's not called a chazara, and it doesn't aser. Now, b'medevor mamurim, when do we say this halacha? That if you change now and start to take out again, that you mavato, you take away your bittum, b'shaloi herziko b'nei movi b'movi. This is the raya. When do we say that if you were first mavato, and then you were choyzer, you carried out again, b'mezer or b'shoigi, that you choyzer, that's only if the other people did not come and use the movi yet. Abul herziko b'nei movi b'movi, but let's say after you were mavato, you're reshus, the other people started to use the movi. Now, bein b'shege, bein b'mezid ain't a oyser. Whether you carry out now b'mezid or b'shege, you don't answer on them anymore. So this is a riot to Reb Meir, like we said before. And that's pshat in this mice, according to Reb Gamliel, according to Reb Meir. That Reb Meir told his sons, fast,
go and be machzik in the movi before the tzduki is chayzer, and once we use the chatzah once, then the tzduki can't be chayzer anymore. So that's this halacha. If we didn't use the chatzah yet, now if that person is chayzer and carries out again, he takes away his bittul. But if we went and used it first, we're machzik in the chatzah, now we can't be chayzer anymore.
What?
So the ice starts, once we're machzik in it, we're considered like we're here anymore, you have no right to get it back anymore. You can't, it's ours now. Well, does he have to, you mean? Well, that's the throne now. If you could be chayzer mevatel. I mean, what's the right, what right do you have to do it?
Right. Also mevatel means that the other guy
can... That's right. That's what we were learning before. Right. There's a svar here also, though. I'm asking the Tolizeh Bezedol. That if you hold somebody else will give you back the reshus, so like I said, you're not considered out of here lagamri. It's not the vort is you gave up and you have nothing to do here anymore. You're still here. You're hanging around. So maybe it's a svar, you could even take back your chazar also. That's what we're saying now. Just if they took it, they were machzik, when they used it, now it's considered you're not here at all. But before they took it, it's like an amatzib, like you're still hanging around. So you could grab it back yourself also. Right. Omar Mar, before we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, why in the blush nechas, what? Okay, yes, like Hefkin, you take it back again, you know, something like that. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Beloshen Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda said the mice was a little bit differently. That he told him like this, Miharu V'yosa Svechechen. Again, you had this Stuki living in the Movi, and they didn't rent his Rishus before Shabbos, so they told him before Shabbos on Friday, do whatever you have to do B'movi. Achelo Techshe, before it becomes Shabbos, V'yasar Aleichem. And once it becomes Shabbos, then you can't carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer anymore. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns the Maisa. Alma, what do we see? Nochrihu. That Rabbi Yehuda learns that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, a tztuki is called like a guy. And the Mela, what? You can't rent, he can't be Mavat with Rishos on Shabbos. His bittul doesn't help. Therefore, if you didn't rent his Rishos before Shabbos, there's no way to carry out on Shabbos. Pratik Mora Aivu Anan. Achelo Yoyti Tanan. And now a Mishnah says, even in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's gears in the Mishnah was, he learned Achelo Yoyti. He said, first, do whatever you have to do before the tzduki goes and takes out his things into the chotzer. It's mashma that before the tzduki is chayzer, we are allowed to use the chotzer. The second shan, the mishnah of Yehuda's shita was just do whatever you have to do before he's chayzer. But mashma, up until the tzduki is chayzer, since he was mavatla to us, the bittul does help. So kurz the stira, and the gemara lekasha. One teretz says ema achila yoytzi ayoyim. Enoch Nami changed the gears in the mishnah. It doesn't mean to say achila yoytzi until the tzduki carries out from his house of the mavato. No, it means achila yoytzi ayoyim. Do whatever you have to do on Friday before the day goes away. Because as soon as Friday goes away and it comes Shabbos, it's also to carry out now. Because when Gomil holds that tzduki a machal Shabbos is considered like a goy and it doesn't have a bitter rishus. The boy is saying another teretz is lekasha. Kan be mumo lechalu shabosus betino, kan be mumo lechalu shabos mefahesia. Depends what type of a tzduki he is. A tzduki that is a person is a yid, just that he doesn't keep the Torah. He's like a mechalu Shabbos. So there's two ways of being mechalu Shabbos. This is Megel Alochem. You can be mechalu Shabbos betino. That means that you only do it privately. But if you meet up with a rabbi in the street, you're afraid of him, and you would be mechalu Shabbos in front of him. That's called only betino. And then you don't have a din like a goy, then you have a din like a Yisrael, and you could even make an Erev Chatzeres also. Kan b'mumah l'chal Shabbos v'hesia. V'hesia means you don't care who looks at you. In the middle of Shabbos, you'll do a chil Shabbos, you'll ride a car, you'll carry. In the middle of the street, you don't care who sees you. Yeah. So the Mara Kaman Nozla, who are you saying this chiluk like? Now, you want to say it, there's no stira to the Mishnah and this rice here. In the Mishnah, we're talking about a tzuki, that's not l'chal Shabbos v'hesia. Since he doesn't do a b'pehesha openly, he only does a b'tzina, he's not like a goy, therefore he can be matlis v'shus. And here that Rabbi Yehuda says no, a tzduki can't have any din vitum, that's because he's mechal shalz b'pehesha. And that's the lochem. That if someone is mechal shalz b'pehesha, he has a din like a goy, the chur that you have to rent his rights in the chotzer. You can't make an erev chatzeres with him, he has a din like a nochri. So the Gemara command knows, who does this go like? Call the tani, we learn like this. Mumer v'gilo ponim. Somebody that's a mumur, and the gil upon him, the chrash is gil upon him, is a chotzer. Somebody that's a chutzpenik. He's a, well, chutzpenik is a, we call it a chotzer for a English word. No, chutzpenik, yeah. Wise guy. Yeah. Mumur the gil upon him, hareza ain't a mavatal rishus. He has no right to mavatal his rishus. For the Gemara, gil upon him, mumuru. Because the guy's a chutzpenik, he's a wise guy. That makes him for mumur. He's not a mumur. He wasn't a chal Shabbos.
Ella, what it means to say is like this. Mumur begil upon him. Somebody that is a mumur, he doesn't listen to the Torah, he's a mechal Shabbos. Begil upon him means he does it in front of everybody. He's not afraid of anybody, even in front of his rabbi, who'll be mechal Shabbos. Then the locher is, Eina yochel avat rishus. He has a din like a goy, like a nochri, and he can't even mevatel his rishus on Shabbos. Not only can't he be mishtatef in the Yeriv, but he can't be mevatel his rishus either. The only answer is, this: you have to rent his rights to use the chotzer like a nochri. As soon as this goes, lies the Gemara command, Rabbi Yehuda, Chor goes like Rabbi Yehuda, like we're saying, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that it's stuki, that's mechal Shabbos. If a hesiyon doesn't have a din bittel. So the Gemara, who there was a ma'isa, the nofak bechumra to the medusha. Somebody was carrying out something on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry out. So Rashi says it's a chosemes. Rashi, that's not called a tachshit. The kids, it's a ring that doesn't have a heft of a tachshit. That this person is also to carry this out on Shabbos. Now he was carrying it out on Shabbos. Of a kivon the chosle Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. As soon as he saw the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, like the rush, he saw the rush bez near the rush to the city. He saw Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, kisiyu. He was afraid of him, and he covered it up that he shouldn't see it. Is that such a case? Omar, going there, mevato rishus. Such a person, that's called a mechal Shabbos only bitziner. That's not called a fehesiyam. Even though you carry out on the street, you don't care if too many people see you. But I call upon him, if you're afraid that your rabbi will see you, here was Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, you're afraid that call upon him in front of somebody, you are embarrassed. That's called the Chil Shabbos only Bitzinah. And you have a din like a Yisrael then, that you could be Mavata Yerushus. You're not called like an Ochri. But going to them Mavata Yerushus, Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this person could be Mavata Yerushus. Omer Rav Huna, Eizel Yisrael Mumor, what's called the Yisrael Mumor? Zeh Mechal Shabbos Fahesia. Some at Mechal Shabbos openly, he's not afraid of anybody. That's called a Mumor. And din Mumor here means he has been like an Akum, that he can't be, even be Mavata Yerushus to us. Omalei Rav Nachman, Keman, who do you go like? Ik Rav Meir, if you go according to Rav Meir Shita, Diyomar, Choshi L'Dover Echod, Choshi L'Kol HaTerah Kula. Rav Meir Shita is that somebody does even one Avera, the Lahachis, there is not only the Teyofim, but Imamish doesn't care about the Avera, he just does it, he's a Mumul, Dover Echod, according to Rav Meir, he's called the Mumul L'Kol HaTerah Kula. Or the Zoi, Afilu B'Yechod Mikol Yisroon Sheba Terah Nami. Why do you say only if he's the Mechal Shabbos, he's called like a mumer, even if he does any aveir according to Rav Meir. If he does it lahachis, he's called a mumer. Elo ma'ik rabbonin. If you want to say this, right, goes according to rabbonin shita. For Amri, they say choshil ledover echod lo yevi choshil lechol haTorah kula. If you only do one aveir, you're not called a mumer lechol haTorah kula. For that one aveir, you're choshid. But for the aveiris, he's not choshid. He's not a mumer. So who does this go like to say, if you're machal Shabbos, if a hesiyon, you're called a mumer lechol haTorah kula? It's not like the rabbonin. It's not like Rav Meir. Only Avodat Kechovim, that